Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette College takes the next steps towards accreditation. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Gillette Community College District took the next steps towards accreditation on Monday by submitting their letter of intent to submit eligibility filing. According to the press release from the Gillette Community College District Communications Office, the letter written by President Janelle Oberlander to the Higher Learning Commission was required to be submitted within 2 years of the date of the post-interview letter, which the district received on September 18, 2023. That post-interview letter indicated that Gillette College required no additional evidence and was eligible to continue with next steps. With the letter submission, the district is now required to complete the next deadline, eligibility filing, within 1 year. This filing must include an institutional data form in compliance with eligibility requirements form. Dr. Oberlander says that the process of seeking accreditation is a team effort and recognizes the effort put forth by employees at Gillette College. Oberlander said, "Accreditation is a process, and it is work completed over time by various departments. In preparation for today's milestone, our deans and directors have worked diligently with staff and faculty across the institution to begin gathering the necessary evidence we need for the next step. This is everyone's work, and accreditation, once achieved, will be everyone's success at Gillette College. While the institution is in the process of seeking accreditation with the Higher Learning Commission, Gillette College's academic programs are included with the accreditation of the Northern Wyoming Community College District. New law helps alleviate critical workforce and transport issue. House Bill 8, Commercial Driver's License Hazardous Materials Endorsement, a bill introduced by House Majority Floor Leader Chip Nyman, was signed into law by Governor Gordon yesterday following approval by the Wyoming Senate and Wyoming House of Representatives. According to the press release from Nyman's office, the legislation was sponsored by the Joint Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs Committee after Representative Nyman brought the issue forward and saw it through the legislative process. House Majority Floor Leader Chip Nyman said, "Wyoming's truck driving industry often faces workforce shortages when it comes to transporting hazardous materials like propane within the state. The situation recently became dire in Crook County. That's when Moorcroft's own Will Zilka of Blakeman Propane Incorporated worked with me to make it clear in Wyoming statute that individuals between the ages of 18 and 21 could join those key workers needed to haul hazardous materials within the state. When Crook County faced propane shortages due to lack of workforce, we got to work to find a common sense solution for our community and for Wyoming. Wyoming commercial drivers are required to receive a special endorsement for special designations like hauling hazardous materials or transporting passengers. This bill will authorize commercial driver's license holders between the ages of 18 and 21 to receive a hazardous materials endorsement to transport hazardous materials within Wyoming." Will Zilka of Blakeman Propane said, "This is an important issue for our community and our state. This law provides further opportunities for Wyoming's younger CDL holders, as well as for Wyoming companies and communities. Wyoming companies who invest in responsible and dependable employees now have an expanded pool of qualified CDL holders who have the ability to prove their capability and value." Representative Nyman said, "I am grateful to Will Zilka of Blakeman Propane Incorporated for bringing this very important issue forward. Also to the chairman of the Joint Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs Committee, Senator Boner and Representative Brown, thank you for recognizing the need to address this challenge and quickly shepherding it through the process before the session began so it could be considered. Currently, Wyoming's neighboring states, Montana, Nebraska, and North Dakota, all allow for this designation." For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.